Okay, we're here again at EGX REST, and I'm here with...
with Sophie. I'm Sophie from Fish and Cactus, the developer of Shift Quantum.
Okay, yeah, that's the other thing. Shift Quantum, yeah, so it's a platformer.
Yeah, a puzzle platformer.
Puzzle platformer,
Puzzle is just the core mechanic of the game.
It's all about
solving.
Black and white, yeah. getting to the exit, but yeah. Yeah,
it's very special concept to explain. So basically what you do is that you play a character who has to shift. We call that mechanic shifting.
Yeah.
So you shift from black to white, so from a word, a black word, to its negative to solve the puzzles and get to the exit of the level.
Yeah, so effectively something that was a platform beforehand is now your space to live in.
Yeah, exactly. Air becomes solid and solid becomes air.
Yeah, all the grey blocks are just solid all the time.
Yeah, there are some blocks, blocks that is called just unshiftable blocks.
Okay.
Because we have just like 8 different kind of blocks. So the unshiftable blocks, the blocks that you can move. There are some move blocks. Some blocks allows you to dig in the ground.
Okay.
And more than that.
Yeah, so I did a few levels. I'm not very good at platformers. To be honest.
But I saw you and was just quite okay.
I was doing okay, but it was the first 3 levels, so you know, it wasn't complicated. Sun's got further than me already, but you know, that's the way it goes. But what threw me was that you went upside down when you did it. You
didn't
a little while to get my head around. So what are you planning to release on? Obviously it looks like PC.
It's gonna be on PC, Xbox One, PS4 and Switch.
Oh, blimey, the whole lot.
Yeah, the whole lot. Just at the same time.
This year release?
No, we will announce the release date at the end of April.
Okay.
But we can say that it's going to be during spring.
Oh, spring.
So
okay, that's fine.
We are just in the middle of it, so.
So, yeah, so very soon.
Yes, okay, just a couple of weeks.
Any ideas on rough price range you're aiming at?
Yeah, it's going to be in terms of pounds. It's going to be £15.
Okay. Okay.
And €20.
Okay, that sounds nice and reasonable price for a platform.
Yeah, we have 140 levels, and there's going to be also a level editor. So once you're done with all the levels, you can create your own and share them to the community, and other people will be able.
Yeah,
other people will be able to play it.
Is there a friends list or thing, or is it just through Steam Workshop?
No. Yes, it's directly in the game.
Oh, in the game.
Yeah,
okay.
There will be just level editor completely integrated in the game.
Okay. And how do you give it to your friends? Is it a code or
No. It will be directly in the game. So in the menu you have a community menu, and when you select it you can see the level for all the people who played the game and created level for it.
How do you find a specific level is the question.
How you find a specific levels? Oh, I don't know yet.
Okay.
I just can't tell you that.
Okay, all right. So I assume there's some sort of search. You just name your level a name.
Yeah, but when you connect to the game, you get just an ID, a special ID that is just yours.
Yes.
So, and when you publish your level, that ID remains the same.
So look for your ID.
Just have to search a little bit.
Okay, cool. So we've got platform. Any ideas on how long?
It's a really tricky question because it depends on the player. You know, just some people can solve a level in 5 minutes. It could take just 20 minutes for another person. And I know that personally, the maximum that I can stay in the level is just like 20 minutes. And I'm quite good in puzzle games. But sometimes you just have to step back a little bit and think.
Yeah.
Because it's very, very, very just like tricky.
You said 144
tricky.
Levels. Yeah. So it's a reasonable amount of puzzles to solve. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you say the self-created levels.
Sorry.
And the self-created levels.
Yeah, it's just like infinite possibilities.
Okay, cool. So where can people find out more about the game?
They can go to shiftquantum.com.
Okay.
So they can subscribe to the newsletter, and so they will be just get a notification once the game is out.
Have you got a Steam page up already?
We have a Steam page where people can wishlist the game.
Okay, so get it there, and then they'll know when it's out.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.